The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and
Matt's
friends
shaking
are calling
his head.
Come on,
anything
it's lovely Goulet. Weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Al Gattulo, Frankie Five Boroughs. Her singing is next to us.
I only got three more days to play this stuff. I'm off next week, so you know.
Whoa! You're off the whole next week?
You bet.
Wait, now what?
I told you four times.
I never heard
you
that.
You never heard
so, honey,
that.
Now, honey? Joe, that means we're just going to come in on Monday and then take off Tuesday and Wednesday. Maybe we should take off Monday as well.
Well, you got to talk to the boss.
What about Thursday and Friday? There's 5 days in a week.
I know, but it's the coming in
but
for
no,
one day.
Actually, we got Maria Bartiromo on Monday, so I'll come in.
That's why
Maria's going to be here, and there was another television thing we're doing, I think, on Monday. Yeah, I'll do America's Newsroom again, so I'll be in anyway. But it's funny because Christmas, middle of the week, are we working the day after Christmas, Frank?
Yes.
No, we're not.
You are.
Well, unless you want to take off that day.
Let's take off that.
You too.
All right, great.
Let's do the 23rd. Oh. Talk to the boss. I'll talk to him. I know some people.
All right. But I'm happy to take off.
Because the day after Christmas, is anybody who would be listening? I mean, maybe Mert wants to sit in or somebody. I don't know. We'll get some.
He's unavailable that week.
Oof, thank God I'll be home.
Every intern. Hirsch, stay with us a second, man. We just get family business. Every intern that comes in, you know, is a bigger star than we are. Can't make it. If you look, we have no intern
right,
out there today.
Right.
Because somebody just decided not to come in. They're busy.
If I had done that when I got my first job in radio 30 years ago, which, by the way, you know how much money I made? Nothing.
Yeah,
zero.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a bagel, maybe.
Exactly.
Forget it. I would have been fired.
Exactly. I'll keep telling you, man, I'm Jacksonville, Florida, man. I was lucky to be in school at all and out of school and the professional radio station on the outside asked, as they said, hey, Joe, could you do, I told you this before, right. Can you do Christmas Day? And I called my mom and dad. I said, Mom, you know, I know it's a big Christian holiday and we should be up there, but I have a chance to do the whole day on the radio at a big radio station, right. WPDQ in Jacksonville, Florida, big AM station. I said, I'm going to do it. I stayed down there because I got work. It was working, but I did what I had to do to learn.
We had an intern that was here for 7 months who was battling flu-like symptoms every other week, never got the flu. Amazing. That's an amazing job. Same guy we sent out for maple syrup 45 minutes
Charles
later.
Charles, big shout out to Charles.
Couldn't find the syrup. Charles. And it's right across the street.
Yeah, he's still out there.
Still
man.
Out there looking
We're
for
still
it.
Looking yeah. for him. So, but Charles was great. He found my Rawlings bag in the hotel. Yes. Hey, big shout out. Am I supposed to mention this hotel, Frankie Five Boroughs? You got a note of that? Because I will.
Yeah, apparently you are.
I will. Because this is a great hotel. Usually I went around. What's the room? What's so funny?
Because his look when you said it. Yeah, absolutely.
Here,
no,
ahead.
I think right, they sure. wanted him to kind of mention it spontaneously.
Yeah, instead of let's bring it up on the air.
People know. Yeah. Hirsch, welcome to the program. You're a good guy, Jersey guy. Hirsch is running for Senate. And I say Senate. He's a
Maybe
great
you want
guy.
To stay in the car. Not too much. All right. No.
Hey, I'm loving it.
Yeah, welcome to the zoo. And we're like the morning zoo. Scott, everyone shout out and respect to Mr. Scott Shannon, who created that whole concept, you know, and to Elvis Duran over at Z100.
Let's continue. But we do.
It's because right. they created the whole zoo thing, so we do news wise. But sometimes I never get to the news.
No.
So, but anyway. So what happened? What are we worried about? What are we worried? I mean, we're okay. Everything's good. Everything's good. Otherwise, right?
Yeah. The country's fine.
Okay.
All right.
So good. That's the news. So anyway. Let me tell you about the hotel. So I had a great place, and I have a great place, and I don't want people to think I'm not appreciative, but there's a place, and the price is right, and it's like a kind of a club, and I go stay down the street by Wall Street, and I go in there, but there's not like a bellman, and no one comes from behind it. You know the story. I've complained
about
it.
They got thrown out. They wanted to unionize.
No, that was not that one. That was another one.
That was another one.
That was another one. That was the club quarters. We could say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the I stayed at the club quarters. Right. They were great, but you know what? They really never, you know, again, they did a good job, but they didn't.
Look at you. I love this is why you're the perfect person. Because even when you're ripping somebody, you're complimenting them at the same time. So it's a very typical Italian move. You know, they're really nice, but, you know, if they could have just helped out a little more. But what do I know?
So,
right?
I go there now. There's not enough bellmen. Again, it was a problem. Now, Wall Street, I said, can you take my stuff? There was always a problem. Then I found out the guy did not unionize, so the workers got mad and they left. And rightly so, I'm a union guy, so I understand.
They were forcibly removed from the premises.
They fired them.
Because
they wanted to unionize.
Right, and they couldn't even clear out their lockers.
So I'm not going to stay there.
The same guy who got subsidized by the city to put up these hotels and apartments and stuff. So he's taking money from the city and he's preventing people from unionizing.
Yeah, so that's
not
wrong.
A good guy.
That's wrong. So anyway, so now, but around the corner from the club quarters is a great little private club, and it's great. And the rooms are great and they do a great job. But I need a bellman. I need help. I need help. Look at me. I need help. I look like I need help. I need help. So then we go to this hotel Frankie told me about earlier this year called the AC Hotel. It's on Maiden Lane and it's a Marriott hotel. And Frank raved about the hotel. Robert Klein is his name, like the comedian, but not the comedian, Robert Klein.
Joey. Yeah, it was the opening night party that Robert Auth, Debbie Duhaime, and Joe Ween and myself went to was the best party, or maybe the second or third best party that I've ever been to.
Yeah, it was great. But the hotel's hip. It's cool. What did I do yesterday? After I go, Martha McCallum calls, and I'm happy to do the story on Fox News last night. Now, I'm late. I got to get rest. But now I'm pumped up. You know, after we had a nice time with Martha chatting, I went back to the hotel. Gym open, great gym. They have a great gym there, Frankie. Did you hit the gym by chance?
Not at the party.
Did you hit the open bar? Yeah.
Of course. Okay.
That was the main thing. So a big shout out to Rob and the AC Hotel doing great because people actually take your bag. They went, and I said I left something in the car. The bellman, Felix, went and got the thing in the car. I mean, these are little perks you don't mind. Plus, the price is incredible, so a big shout-out. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. A lot getting into it. I almost want to ban the word impeachment. You know, I don't even want to go there. There's a lot talking about it. A big shout-out, though, to the Jersey City Police Department, to the late, great Detective Joseph Seals. 15 years he put in keeping that city safe, and to the Jersey City Police Department, now about to go to the memorial funeral for Joe Seals. Just unnecessary. Incenses me that even happened. So our hearts go out to the Jersey City Police Department and to the Seals family. You know, your dad, your husband, your son, you know, your brother, a real hero and much appreciated for his service to the great state of New Jersey. So speaking of which, Cory Booker, senator running for president, he is coming up for re-election as senator. And who goes up against Cory Booker? Now, Cory's got 4+ million Twitter followers. But does that mean anything? What's going to happen? Is Cory taking? And again, he's a friend, full transparency here. I love Cory. He's a longtime friend, but he's spending a lot of time on the campaign trail. So a gentleman by the name of Hirsch Singh, who we chatted with last hour, found this parking spot. Hirsch, welcome to the show. Thanks. Thank you very much, Joe.
No, pleasure to meet you, Frank.
Yeah, Frankie and Al. Yeah. And, you know, hey, you know what? So where did you park, man? Did you park illegally?
Yes. No, not illegally. Yes. Legally, but right around the corner.
Did you find a space?
I found a spot, yes.
Where'd you find a space, man?
Probably 2 blocks that way.
You did? Good for you.
Yes, I got lucky.
If you any trouble, if you want to hang around, Al's got a New York plate. He's got a special plate.
Okay. I had to kick Con Ed out this morning.
Did you? Again, you got into conversation.
Yeah, we had a little.
He's the only guy that fights with the big tough guys that work all night.
Yeah.
That's my space. Who are you? A union guy?
No, I'm a radio guy. I'm a radio guy. The guy is paid by Con Edison to block the street off so they can do work. At some point.
And what'd you tell him?
Yeah.
Nothing. I moved to Cone, parked my car, and walked in. He was sleeping in his car, so goodbye. I'll be back out around 11.
If he wakes up, he probably wouldn't even care.
No.
Yeah, he wouldn't notice. Hirsch, you know, where are you from? You're from South Jersey, man.
Yeah, no, I was born in Atlantic City back in 19...
You were born in Atlantic City! Frankie loves you now, man.
No, I've been following Hirsch's career for many years.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Wow.
So you were born...
I appreciate that.
Your family came from India.
Yep, they were born in India. I was born in Atlantic City. It was the only place in South Jersey that had a hospital in 85, and so most people during that time were born there. But I went to... I was living in Galloway till about third grade,
sure.
And then I went to Egg Harbor Township till high school.
Yeah.
That's like the Republican bastion of South Jersey. And from there, I went to the New Jersey Institute of Technology. That's where I got my degree in engineering.
Great school.
And it actually is known today as the best value school in America.
Yes,
what
in America.
What you pay to go in and what you get paid when you come out, highest disparity.
Yeah,
so it's like a really, it's a hidden gem that people don't realize. And, I was proud to go there.
And now they do all those STEM schools through NGIT, which is great, which is something to consider about in the inner cities, man. Isn't that great? So now you're going to go into, and you made some foray into politics. You've got, and can I mention the folks behind you? Because one is a friend.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, Bill Palatucci is he's a good guy. We all know and love Bill Palatucci. He's a tough guy. He's the guy you want. He's back. He's on your team.
Bill Palatucci.
You're on Palatucci. You got to say you're on Palatucci's team, right?
Bill Palatucci endorsed me when I announced that I was entering this race.
That's huge.
And he has been watching me since I first entered. And he is a very savvy guy. He has taught me about the rough and tumble of New Jersey politics. You know, when I first ran in 2017, I was very genuine. But just having the right answers isn't good enough. You got to meet the people. You got to know how the dynamics of our state works. And I've honestly, I've been guided by him and a couple other of the Republican leaders in this state. And if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't even be where I am today. But I think that he sees that my tenacity and that I'm fighting for the people. Yeah. It's really about trying to make sure that New Jersey, where we're paying the highest in taxes in the entire country, you know, that we start getting the services we want. And he knows this is challenging, that the 2020 Senate race is going to be, if we win that race, we have made history.
Yeah.
Okay, because the Senate race has not been won by a Republican in over 40 years.
Yeah.
But we also haven't had a candidate who's 34 years old, who's Indian American, and who's willing to go toe-to-toe and pull no punches. So I think that this is an opportunity. Because this is New Jersey, right? If you want something, you got to fight for it.
Yeah, so
and
true.
We're going to fight, and we're going to fight for having, you know, not to sit in traffic when we're trying to get to work in the morning. I'm bitter about that today, so I'm going to bring it up every 5 seconds.
You know what? But that's what affects the people of the state and New York, too.
Yep.
People don't understand that. They'll say the strangest things. 16 after 8 with Joe Piscopo and Hearst Singh running for Senate against Cory Booker. But so people don't, you know, you got to say things that, like property tax. Now, even in my neck of the woods, I'm in the boondocks, and I love it, in Hunterdon County. And we get something for, you get good schools, the police department is there, the fire, first responders. But goodness gracious, the property tax, even in the boondocks, is raising ridiculously.
Highest property taxes in the country. And when the tax bill was being passed by the president, you know, we had two senators that either one of them could have said, I will vote for your tax bill, but remove the state and local tax deduction.
Thank you.
You know, like,
thank you.
That needs to be reinstated. Why are we getting killed here in New Jersey and other states that are high tax states? It just doesn't make any sense. The president was willing to move on that. And I put that at the feet of both Bob Menendez and Cory Booker, because they could have really have made that happen, and they wanted it to hurt the people.
That's exactly
because they wanted the president to get blamed
exactly
for it.
Exactly right.
So we need to fix it, and the president is willing to do it. Look, Ronald Reagan had two rounds of tax cuts, so I'm confident that this president, after he whoops whoever they think is going to be the Democrat nominee for president, the way Walter Mondale got whooped in Ronald Reagan's reelection, I'm confident that we're going to have a second round. We're going to make the personal taxes that were cut permanent, because right now they're temporary.
Yeah.
And I really think that we're going to have an infrastructure bill that needs to include New Jersey, because our most valuable non-natural resource is our infrastructure. We have the Amtrak trains, NJ Transit, you have the Turnpike, Parkway, the Gateway Tunnel, it needs to be constructed. You have the airport in Newark.
Yep.
There's so much. We really are holding this country. We're the backbone of this country.
That's right.
We need to start getting a little bit of love.
Yeah. Thank you for that. But Hearst Singh is this man's name, I'm telling you. When you get there, don't forget about the Piscopo show. That you came here. You're stuck in traffic. Remember that? You'll do other shows. It's this show. We get people elected, you know?
100%.
Or fired.
So I'm going to say, like, when at the right time, our headquarters is going to be here in Jersey City.
Yeah. Great.
And we'll be able to hop on the train and be over here in no time. Because, you know, Jersey City is really the linchpin between, you know, New York and New Jersey.
Yeah.
And after this census, it will be the largest municipality in the state of New Jersey. It's going to beat Newark.
Yeah.
So we want to be there.
Really?
Yep. We want to be there with, you know, the heavy minority population, which is there, and make sure that they actually get excited. Because the number of people over in Bergen, Hudson County, that alone can change everything. They've always gone Democrat. They don't need to anymore.
And the Indian American community is so vital to the state of New Jersey. Yep. You know, not just in Edison, all throughout the state. And if you can get the Indian American community with you. So, and now you're with Bill Palatucci, maybe Michael Duhaime in there somewhere.
Duhaime is with Mercury. Yeah. Okay. But, and so, you know, I had met with him early on.
A little inside politics here
and,
on the show. Yeah.
Because of Duhaime having, I guess they're actually working on things at the presidential level. So he said, I'm conflicted out, but I'm here for advice if you'd like. But see, the second person that Duhaime hired when he started Mercury was a gentleman by the name of Bill Cortez.
Yeah.
And he's also the one who was able to pass the ballot question in 2016 to stop North Jersey casinos. And he's the one who got that at 79% to say, no, we don't want North Jersey casinos. That guy is on my team. He's with me. And so I would say that I
You're
have a phenomenal
good,
team.
Yeah.
If we are able to just keep it going, this is going. We're making history
because
my goal is actually I want President Trump to win New Jersey. And I think that's going to happen.
Oh, man, look at this. I tell you, I got a good instinct. I got a good instinct. I heard some things. Hirsch, you're a good guy, man. I'm glad. Just, you're welcome here anytime. And again, respect to Corey. Corey's always welcome here. A lot of folks listening don't like that when I say that, but just to be objective. But God bless, Godspeed, and thanks for coming in and fighting the traffic. I have the infrastructure plan. I will talk to you when we go up there about the plan. It includes the Chinese, though, so you got to be a little careful.
Uh-huh.
But they can come in. That gateway thing could be done tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you get Bill Palatucci, all the buddies, and we could create and we come up with the plan for the gateway because they're not doing nothing, man. You know,
when you have a governor and two senators, which are 100% focused upon just trying to resist the president, you're not going to get legislation passed in D.C.
Yeah.
And so if we can show that this state is willing to also help do what's in the best interest by passing other agendas. I think that we have a beautiful future.
Where could we find you online, Hirsch?
Well, online, my website is hirschsingh.com. Okay. Outside of that, you can go on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm everywhere. Please join me. Please follow me. If you're interested in making this state go in a better direction, if you're interested in really helping the next generation of conservative leadership get established here in New Jersey, because we stopped the Democrats on November 5th of this year, we're going to completely root them in 2020. So please follow me, hirschsingh.com. Join me and let's make magic. I need volunteers. I need people that understand the inside game of every industry. And we need those that care about making it. It's not going to happen on its own. This is not a spectator sport. This is all about getting in the middle and taking it upon yourself to making this actually occur. So my name is Hirsch Singh, and I'm looking forward to representing you and making you proud.
You're the man, Hirsch, right there. Jersey boy. God bless you. Godspeed, man. You got the studio anytime you need
it. Awesome. No, I truly appreciate it. Pleasure to meet you all.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for joining the craziness of being here. And Al will come out, and he'll get your car out of there for you. Hang on. Two seconds. Hey, by the way, Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. It's dangerous out there. Please be careful this morning. Debbie, thanks for always being there for us on traffic-wise on AM 970, The Answer.
And best of luck to you, Hirsch. You sound absolutely fabulous. Let's see what's happening out here, guys. First of all, we still have a lot of icy conditions north and west of the city. Definitely want to keep the speeds down. Tappan Zee Bridge, it looks like the Bear Mountain Bridge, Newburgh Beacon Bridge, speeds are reduced. We're seeing a lot of icing north of the city, so please use caution. Inbound GWB, that's 20. Lincoln, 25. Holland, about 35. Really tough there. We're still seeing delays on 280 west, out by exit 15, getting into Newark with an accident. Deegan South, a really tough ride into the 230s. That overturned truck, one lane still blocked. Then by the stadium, another collision. It's flooding on the BQE East, getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Queens Midtown Tunnel, 15 in. Grand Central Parkway West at LaGuardia, it's an accident over there as well. Checking in on the forecast, rain today in the city, high of 36. Icing north and west of the city, so please use caution. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Well, look, it's Red Kettle time, Al. You guys show. Yeah, you go. Look at this. See, Al? You can see the bell. Will you please go to team970.org? Team970.org. We want to help people. That's what we're all about. You know what? I've been an ambassador. I've been the spokesperson for the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. Helping at-risk communities has been my mission for over 25 years, you know, with a tip of the hat to my mentor, Raymond Chambers, a brilliant man that he is. And now when I tell you about Salvation Army and how we could help those that are falling through the cracks because they're there, and between you and I'm not supposed to say this, but the government should be helping and they're not, it's up to you and I. It's up to you and I as good, you know, God-fearing folks to help our fellow citizens. Team970.org. Whatever you could do, a little, a lot. Just remember this, please. 84 cents of every dollar that you give to the Salvation Army goes directly into your community. So on that Christmas list with me panicking, I got everybody. I got Mikey, I got Olivia, oh, my Charlie, I got everything. I'm panicking with Christmas and everything, but I made sure I took a moment to give back to my fellow citizens who, you know what, they're not asking for help, but they need our help, and it's the right thing to do. Team970.org. Team970.org. No matter if you give a little, you give a lot, every single dollar does a world of good in your community. So please help us out. Al, if you would, it's Team970.org.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Jay and Jordan Sekulow. Watch the circus continue.
A Democrat attorney for the House Judiciary Committee got to make a 30-minute case on why they should impeach President Trump, but because of the procedural rules allowed under their impeachment resolution, they made up a rule that he could not be questioned or cross-examined. And people are questioning why the White House counsel's not there, because it's stunts like that.
Jay Sekulow live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970 The Answer.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? Are you receiving your share of the leads? If you're not effectively using digital media, you could be losing sales by the second. Even worse, your customers can be grabbed up one by one, never to return. Not sure if you're losing out to the competition? Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. Salem Surround is a full-service digital agency providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Total market penetration for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn more how we can help you place your advertising message in front of today's digital consumers. Salem Surround helps deliver customers by putting your business message in front of the right person at the right time.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
So wait, we misspelled her. Hirsch is H-I-R-S-H.
Well, not Scott Hirsch. Morano.
We made Hirsch. We don't like Hirsch. Okay, we got it. No, it's not. We'll fix that. We'll fix the Hirsch thing here.
I apologize. That's my error.
Good to see you,
Morano. Everybody gets Moranoed once in a while. That's
give Mr. Palatucci our very best. All the very best.
Yeah, this is a collaborative effort.
I know. It's so true, man. Good. I'll see you out there, Hirsch. Thank you, brother. A crazy morning here on the radio. And hopefully you're being careful out there on the road. 828 with Joe on the radio. Sergeant Joe Imperatrice is going to join us. But everything's moving slowly. People are coming into the studio. But just be careful. We got this. Hey, speaking of, I know New Jersey is Capalbos. Is the, well, as a child, I remember this. I would remember the word Capalbos. They've been local for 110 years, right? And I can remember my mother saying, oh, we're going to send a Capalbos basket. Oh, or you get a Capalbos basket at the house. That was like the ultimate. I remember that, man. And now they're right there on Allwood Road in Clifton, New Jersey. I've been there. I've seen the baskets made. You will love them. The towers that we got, the Capalbo Tower. Oh, You can't believe how great it is. So this is what you got to do. And if you're around the country, you can do this as well, please, because they ship everywhere. Capalbosonline.com. Capalbosonline.com. Now, please remember to use the promo code Joe970. You get 10% off. And now a lot of the baskets come with free shipping, and everything is backed with a 100% guarantee. Towers, gift baskets, gourmet gift baskets, fruit, wine, champagne, anything you need. This is really the ultimate way to show somebody respect this holiday season. Capalbos, capalbosonline.com. You can call 800-252-6262, 800-252-6262, or capalbosonline.com. The promo code for 10% off is Joe970. This Christmas, send the best. Send Capalbos.
The Joe Piscopo Show, streaming live right now on Facebook and YouTube. Or tune in at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Hey, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole.
So we get a new
to spend the holiday.
Can Matt Sambolin, Matt, will you
Matt will revolutionize this place like you wouldn't believe.
It's amazing.
He took me to his workshop.
We talk about you when you're right here.
Oh, I don't care. Listen, I don't mind that you talk about me right here.
I love the irritation.
No, we're going to get rid of the burlesque for now, because we need a moment here.
Uh-oh.
I love the fact when I'm on vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
And people are tweeting me or messaging me, you know, they're talking about you. Here's a newsflash. Here's a newsflash. I don't care.
It's once they stop talking about
you. I'm on vacation.
You have to worry.
That is right.
Right.
You better watch out. Hi, kids. How are you? Stay away from that man.
I'm Bralice. That was the snowman. The creepy Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer that now all of a sudden don't play Rudolph anymore because it's about bullying. The whole point is that they all redeem themselves at the end of the cartoon.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
My goodness. People need to get a grip.
So, Sergeant Joe, speaking of Sergeant Joe, I'm going to show this right on camera. This is called A Police and Fire, The Fallen Heroes. This is from Oakland, California, and they sent a personal note. When have you get a personal note anymore, right? You really don't, right? My nephew, Brett, God bless him, always writes a personal note. Neil Cavuto always writes a personal note. Do you know that?
I don't know how he does that, because I've heard that from a number of guests that have been on the show.
So classy.
He must have on, between Fox Business and Fox News, 5 or 6 guests a day.
Yeah.
So you're talking 30 notes a week. Yep, that's a lot.
He writes the notes, unless he's just writing the note to me, maybe.
I'm sure he writes you a very special note, but I've heard it from other people that are less special.
My note was the best note, right? No, you're right. But that's a lot of notes on Neil Cavuto, handwritten, by the way. So this, on behalf of police and of fire, the fallen heroes, and myself, on a personal level, thank you so much for coming out to California to MC our inaugural holiday concert with the New York Tenors. It was great to have you on stage, MC it, and appreciate it very, very much. You did such a great job entertaining every. Most important, I am thrilled for you to learn of our organization, mission, and cause. This is from Tom Galeotti is his name. He's a former firefighter, and the Fallen Heroes, coming from Dan Rodriguez. So thank you, Tom. Thank you, and I'm proud to certainly have been out there in Oakland, California, and thank you for your service to the community. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. We're going to take a little break right now with Big Al and the headline news. It's 8:32. If you want to give a call, I see the calls there. We got a lot going on, and it is a Tuesday, and we are streaming on AM970TheAnswer.com, 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. Let's jump to Al with the headline news on AM970 The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970 The Answer.
34 degrees at 8:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio signing a law into effect that bans the sale of flavored vaping and e-cigarette products. It means that going forward, menthol and exotic flavors will be prohibited from being sold in the Big Apple after a number of illnesses tied into vaping began to emerge. The mayor compares vaping to cigarette use, saying that tobacco companies previously tried to convince consumers smoking was safe, similar to the way some people look at e-cigarettes. Those who oppose the ban and think vaping can help people quit smoking argue that vaping-related illnesses is caused by the use of vitamin E in marijuana vaping products sold on the black market. A similar measure was signed on Long Island Monday. Nassau County Executive Laura Curran banning the sale of most vaping-flavored products countywide starting on New Year's Day. Voters in New Jersey will get the chance in 2020
to personally decide if recreational pot will be legalized. Both the state Senate and Assembly voted in favor yesterday to put the question on the November ballot. Voters will see a question on their ballots asking if they approve amending the state constitution to legalize cannabis for use by adults age 21 and older. If passed, New Jersey would also be empowered to charge sales tax on the legalized products. In sports, Predators over the Rangers 5-2. Devils sending former MVP Taylor Hall to the Coyotes for three prospects and two draft picks. Forward Blake Spears also sent to Arizona in the deal. Monday Night Football, Saints crushing the Colts 34-7. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Remember, in Jersey City, the funeral for Detective Joseph Seals takes place at 11 this morning. Avoid Bergen Avenue in Jersey City around Mercer Street. You'll see lots of closures there with that funeral getting underway at 11 this morning. Over on New Jersey Transit, the Montclair-Bouton line, a 20-minute delay. All trains getting into and out of New York's Penn Station with New Jersey Transit. Delays with Amtrak signal problems for at least 30 minutes. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 20. Holland about 30. Traffic is moving slowly as you head to 78 eastbound. Looks like we're seeing volume as you get out toward 287. 280 west exit 15. A crash there. Deegan south is still horrible getting down toward the 230s with that overturn truck. Queens Midtown Tunnel 15 in. Grand Central Parkway west at LaGuardia. An accident cleared. Rain today in the city. High of 36. Freezing rain north and west. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 19. 70, The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Joe on the radio, another Joe, Joe Imperatrice. Sergeant Joe's going to join us momentarily, 8:35 right now. If you are looking to show your clients and employees how much you love them, this is it. The Atlantis Luxury Private Yacht. I was going down the West Side Highway, and I saw where we always board the Atlantis. Captain Fred captains the Atlantis. Great, beautiful, impeccably designed three-deck mega yacht with two state-of-the-art bars. Listen to this. A magnificent dining room with a large dance floor, immaculate restrooms, gorgeous upper deck. The perfect place to watch the sunset behind the Statue of Liberty and take in the breathtaking skyline views. It is spectacular, and it's a great way to impress everybody. It's why we do the Schmooze Cruise, you know? Fully insured, Coast Guard certified, family-owned, operated, mega yacht. It's a perfect venue for corporate events, weddings, anniversary, reunions, retirements, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah. The Atlantis. The Atlantis New York Cruise is standing by for you right now to show you a private viewing of the Atlantis. Here's the number. You ready? 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. You mentioned AM 970, The Answer, for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231. Or visit, please, NewYorkCruises.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
For the past decade, I've been dealing with very painful brown spots on my forehead. And I could never just take a wash rag across my forehead. I didn't dare because it would have been just horridly painful. And last week, in my haste, I scrubbed the whole thing and there was no pain there. And so I quickly went to the mirror and I realized the painful brown spots that I've been dealing with for the past decade, they're gone. I could barely speak. I could barely do anything. I was frozen in this elated state of mind because I've been battling this for a decade, and it wasn't until the following day I looked at my hands and I looked at my arm, and there's very few brown spots on my hands and arms. You know, as a retired RN, you know, I know the importance of nutrition. I always have. I mean, if you just feed people good food like this, it's actually healing you from the cellular level out. I'm living proof of that because there's only one thing that changed in my life, and that was taking Balance of Nature. And I will forever be grateful. I'll never stop taking it. I'll never be without my Balance of Nature, ever.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 25% off of your first order. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. It's 8:39, telling you about Parian & Sons. You know, it's Christmas. Hanukkah is here. It's time to go to Parian & Sons. Why? 70% off of everything. Why? Because Glenn and Maria are retiring. And they deserve to retire. Parian & Sons has been in Jersey 110 years. Now Glenn and Maria decided to retire, so I invite you to go visit Glenn and Maria and Debbie and Katie over on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. And you know, you go in and say, I heard you on Joe's show. What can you do for me? Because you know what? They're liquidating everything in the store. They are now liquidating everything store-wide, so everything has to be discounted up to 70%. Designer watches, designer jewelry. You know, all the beautiful jewelry I tell you about. You know, not only the watches that I got fixed over there, but the little cross I bought for Charlie for her first Holy Communion. Remember I told you that? It's beautiful. And Maria was so helpful. Now it's your chance. But you get 70% off now. 70% off. It's the Parian & Sons going out of business sale going on right now. It's right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. 70% off. Parian & Sons, Franklin Avenue, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Does Joe Piscopo really have a suit on? See him live now on Facebook or YouTube. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Sergeant Joe Imperatrice, founder of Blue Lives Matter, NYC. Sergeant, welcome back to the program, man.
Thank you for having me.
You were great. Went to Fox News. You got that midtown to downtown quickly.
The roadways are horrible out there with the rain. But here, man, I'll do anything I can to get here. And listening over, that guy Hirsch has some energy.
I know. How about that?
I was laughing. I'm like, you know, I need to have that guy, whatever he's taking in the morning. But God bless him. Good luck.
I know.
You know, I met him outside. He was good.
He was stuck, too, out there for crying out loud. Yeah. So it's not. And, you know, big shout out. You and I are talking before we get into what Blue Lives Matter is doing. I so appreciate Fox and Friends and Fox News always supporting law enforcement.
They're incredible. And I also saw Varney. Varney's a big supporter also.
Yeah,
incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
Ainsley, Brian, Steve.
Yeah.
They're absolutely incredible. And they're one of the only news networks showing what is going on behind the scenes.
My gosh.
Frank Silla was there. They just donated a house.
Was Frank there this morning?
Yeah, they donated a house to one of the officers
Joe Seals.
Was killed back in September.
I knew it. And I called it on the show. Did I not, Frankie Fibrose? Yep. I said, you know, as soon as I saw the rest in peace, he's at the funeral, 11:30 in Jersey City today. And I said, watch Frank Silla step up. Boom. And Frank and I went back and forth. We texted. I said, you are just a blessing.
Absolutely incredible.
He's going to pay off the mortgage for the Seals family as well. Should.
And Officer Hall also. He did that one as well today.
I told this for somebody else,
yes,
too?
Yes, yeah.
Good God.
Another one this morning. So when I met her, and it's a blessing. We talked about Lisa Tuozzolo and all
How's
the widows.
How's Lisa doing?
She's incredible. The boys are getting big. And speaking to the widow, you know, coming from Texas, she was from Fort Worth. Just going up, and I said, thank you. Thank you for the support that you show, and you're a hero to us as well. And she was blown away. She's like, I don't want to get makeup on you and cry, but they're special. These widows are incredible. We see it with Starbucks all the time, and they need to get a lesson of their own. Put these widows in front of these workers are there. Take a day off and straighten out the situation.
So, well, you know, the Starbucks elite thing, you know.
Correct.
Why, and what if happens this, Joe, if a sergeant, if this happens, Starbucks, you know, somebody comes in with a gun, and so it's so crazy out there now, and well, it's happening in New York. They're letting the criminals all out now. So a guy goes into Starbucks, he's going to rob it.
Yeah.
Who are they going to call?
Well, it's not going to be the person with a cup of coffee or handing it over on the other side of the counter. It's not. And, of course, the officers. And three incidents in 1 year. Three incidents. One, asking the officers to leave. Two, writing a pig on the side of the cup. And three, make believe that the officers weren't even there. And they forget that these people are human behind that uniform of theirs. And they just want to go get a cup of coffee and start their day. You know, obviously it's an epidemic because this is happening nationally all over with Starbucks. And something's got to change. They got to step up. And you know what I don't like, Joe? I don't like how they just release a statement. Have a CEO come out in front of the camera and be genuine.
Exactly.
You know, around the police department. And maybe even here, you have signs for equal employment opportunity, you know, that you can't discriminate. You have sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Put up signs in the back where Starbucks is, the workers are, and say, we're going to treat everyone fairly, and if not, you'll be terminated.
Yeah, and don't suspend them. Get them the heck out of there.
Let's possibly have them come back, and that's not the way we handle it.
And maybe Starbucks makes a huge donation to the Police Athletic League.
Absolutely. You know, with police foundations or memorials or
something like that. Something or Blue Lives Matters for
crying
out loud.
That'd be incredible. You know, we would take it and put it to good use.
Yeah, no, the way you do it like that. And Lisa's doing good, though, because what a courageous woman she is. And then, we were at the Mitchell Modell Gives Back as well with the United States Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation. You know this foundation?
Yes, sir.
So, and we're talking to Joe Imperci from Blue Lives Matter. This is in NYC. This is a great organization. But we met some of the widows there of the FBI, for example.
They're
who
so
lost
special.
The Marines who lost themselves. It's, you can't even.
I was flown out to Dallas a couple weeks ago. I spoke in front of the widows out there, 20 families in Dallas. I remember going on Fox not too long ago and having to do the story about the five Dallas officers shot and killed, and a couple of those widows were there. Dude, I met a family, the Hunter family, and their loved ones killed 15 years ago. So it's so special. And, Joe, you remember we had that special girl, little Abigail Arias, come on. She ended up passing at the beginning of November. So,
Joe, thanks for bringing it up. I meant to say thanks. The pictures went out, and then we saw that she passed away. But boy, oh boy, this is a girl. Tell us the story of Abigail first. She came into the studio.
She was so special.
The picture was so great. It was like, we're all hugging.
Yeah, she did your intro and said how New Yorkers are so special. And, you know, she was diagnosed with cancer at 4, a rare form of cancer, and only 1% are never healed from it.
How did you find her? Because she's from out of state.
Well, what happened is it was all over the news when the police chief swore her in, and that's all she wanted to be. And he swore in at a Freeport Police Department in Texas, and I was watching, and I saw Vegas fly them out, and I said, you know what, this is not going to happen. We are the biggest police department in the world. They make Hollywood movies about us. We need them to come to New York City. And
wow.
It was great. We had her come out, and then I saw her in October. She took a turn for the worst, and I surprised her again. I flew out there and surprised her.
You spent the
last weekend with her, and she was incredible. In April, we're going to be honoring her and her family. We're flying them out, and we're going to present them with the Abigail Arias Inspiration Award. And it's just special how a 7-year-old could change the world. She really did. She
God bless you for that. And it was great. Jimmy O'Neill, a former commissioner, was great there.
I'm going to miss him. You know, no matter what you see in the news or whatever.
That's right. Absolutely incredible individual.
And he was so gracious with all the families and the kids. And, you know, I wish him luck, and he's going to be missed.
And so tell us about the new commissioner, Dermot Shea, coming in. Do you know him? I hear great things about
him. Yeah, you
know
what it is? He's one of the smartest individuals around.
Yeah.
He knows everything in and out about the city, and that's what you want. He loves his job. His brother, same thing. I believe Jersey City Police Department. He's out there with the top guys.
Look at that.
His blood, and Irish immigrant, and that's what you want. And, you know, hopefully we start getting in the right direction. I know that he has it in him to definitely do it. He loves what he did. He's from the Bronx. He's seen a lot of bad things, and I'm eager to see where we can go.
It's going to be tough for you guys now, Sergeant, because of, as Bill Bratton said, early on, once with all the bail reform and once with them, just letting the prisoners out, as it were, it's going to be tough on the cops, man.
Well, people have to realize this isn't just a New York City issue. This is a New York State issue.
Yeah.
That's terrible. People coming from all up and down the city and the state, and you see even with the judges coming out and district attorneys saying, this wasn't smart. No one conferred with us. And I don't know how and who was around that table to say, hey, this is a good idea. Where were the professionals? Where were the judges and the lawyers and the police officers that have been doing this for years to sit there and say, pump the brakes a minute, because they just threw it out there. This wasn't well thought out. And there's a lot of things that aren't going to make sense. And the problem is individuals on social media, because that's a huge platform, see all this stuff, the negativity with the cops, the bail reform, and we see crime going up nationally because they think it's okay.
Yeah.
And now they know, well, I'm not going to get bail.
That's right.
You know, anything short of shooting or stabbing or killing somebody, I'm out. And that's just giving them a reason to go out and do it. So we still have some time, but I think we need to sit around and try to adjust it and change it very quickly.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to break in a second. Joe, before we let you go, and I want to hear what you do about Blue Lives Matter is doing, the tenor, the anti-cop tenor that is causing, in my opinion, a lot of these cops being killed, like Detective Seals being buried today, may his soul rest in peace. It starts with, and people think, oh, you're just being too political, a guy in the NFL wearing socks depicting the police as pigs, and then no one... Just them allowing that to happen.
Just this whole time, if people just nipped things in the butt when it first started and stopped giving them the airtime and a platform, it wouldn't be going around as much as it is, and we can stop it.
Yeah.
It also doesn't help the politicians that are going out there not backing the police. And it starts with morale. It starts with the top brass all the way down to the police officers.
Yeah.
And we need to support one another, because at the end of the day, all we have is each other.
That's exactly right. Chaz Palminteri helps out. What events are
absolutely incredible.
You got some events coming up
with
Chaz?
Yes, sir. So up in April, we're actually going to be honoring Chaz. Great. He does a lot of work. You know what his Child Reach
Foundation.
He's
the man.
And
he loves the NYPD.
Technically Dominant Association and what he did with us. We did a Bronx Tale dinner with him. We donated several thousands of dollars to families of officers with disabilities. And he's just a gentleman. I spoke to him yesterday. And class act. Class act. So April 18th. Tickets are on sale. BlueLivesMatterNYC.org.
Okay, Joe. God bless you. Godspeed, my friend. Give my best
to
everybody. Sergeant Joe Imperatrice doing a great job with Blue Lives Matter NYC. Debbie Duhame out there. Mike Gallagher coming up. Hi, Debbie. How are we doing this morning?
Doing okay. I'm so glad that they helped Detective Seals out as well. It's so nice to hear that. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. As we head out to the southbound side of the Deegan, getting down toward the 230s, it looks like we still have that overturned truck out there. Eastbound BQE at the Brooklyn Bridge, ongoing flooding problems. Queens Midtown Tunnel, 10 to 15 minutes into town. It's busy on the Grand Central Parkway West at LaGuardia with an accident. Heading to the airports, please check in with your airline because of this terrible weather. Inbound GWB, that's going to be 15. Lincoln 25, Holland about 25. We're still seeing delays on 280 East out by the Garden State Parkway with a collision. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you as you head to the Garden State Parkway South at 105. An accident investigation in the local lanes. Icing north and west of the city, especially north of the city. Speeds reduced at the Tappan Zee Bridge and over at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge to 35 miles per hour. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Oh, yeah, 849. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Okay, we're going to talk with Mike in a second. I wanted to tell you about this great deal from Mr. Mike Lindell, who loves you for making MyPillow the great company that it is. If you go to MyPillow.com, right, follow me on this, please. You go to Radio Listeners Specials. Mike loves radio. He loves you. Now, if you go to Radio Listener Specials and you click on Buy One, Get One Free offer, that's today. That's for Giza Sheets plus free shipping. Buy One, Get One Free on Giza Sheets today plus free shipping. By the way, that 60-day money-back guarantee, it's extended through. If you order between now and Christmas Day, we will extend it through March 1st, 2020. Buy one, get one free for Mike Lindell. Use the promo code AM970.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show hosts and I have been speaking across the country at the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events in cities all across America. We talk candidly about the attacks against our Constitution, the push for radical socialism, open borders, and other issues affecting you and our country. Not everybody could get a ticket, so we filmed the event in Sacramento, California, and Tampa, Florida. These were incredible nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. It's a front row seat to watch me, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Sebastian Gorka, and Larry Elder. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to watchsalemmedia.com. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. Enlightenment, compelling, entertaining. You'll learn. Go to watchsalemmedia.com for the War for America's Soul Tour.
Two of the best college basketball teams in the nation hook up Thursday night here on AM 970 The Answer. It's the Seton Hall Pirates and the Maryland Terrapins at The Rock. This is Dave Popkin. Join me along with Gary Cohen for all the action. 6:50 pregame, 7 o'clock opening tip. On your home for the Pirates, AM 970 The Answer.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is In the Cauldron by Lou Paper. Enter now to win a copy of Lou Paper's In the Cauldron at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Did you call Route 22 Toyota yet? Here's the number. I'm going to give you the number. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. If you call 855-621-9949, these are my friends at Route 22 Toyota. You're going to love Iggy and Chester, Carmelo, Johnny, and Chris, right? Alex Kinsella, I keep telling you, could offer you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now we want you, the way they do that smart way to selling cars, we want you to experience a smart way to service. Again, all European models are excluded, but Route 22 Toyota, largest indoor automobile showroom in the state of New Jersey, right? Brand spanking new customer lounge. You can check out the state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Now, one of the first five callers, next 5 minutes plus, as we always do, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. This is great. And you know what else? You don't have to deal with dummies. You do not have to deal with dummies at Route 22 Toyota. I love Iggy. We love Carmelo and Johnny and Chris and the great family that is Route 22 Toyota. Give them a call right now, 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings, 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Hey, it's a Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher is our man. Mike, where do we find you this morning, my friend?
I'm in the sunny shores of Tampa Bay. It's about 82 degrees, sunshine.
Look at you.
I'm sorry. Hate to rub it in. By the way, tell Frankie Fibros you got to stop playing Panama.
Okay.
No longer allowed to play my theme song anymore.
Now, why is that? Why is that, Mike?
That was an Al. Right, Al.
Well, nobody told me.
He hasn't been listening.
Okay. It's okay. So why is it? A residual thing?
I can't play it. 23 years I played that song show opened.
Yeah.
And the lawyers came to all of us and said, no more theme music.
Oh, look at you.
You can't, you know, Gorka got into some hot water over a song or something. And that Gorka, he's always getting us in trouble. So, and I love the guy. But no more theme music.
These big stars, I remember I did a Guns N' Roses parody once on HBO, Mike. And I wanted to do one of their songs. And they did not allow me to do it.
They own the rights to it.
You don't want to get in trouble. So I didn't do it. But you can do a parody of it if you'd like. I will.
Let me tell you, I could sing a Frank Sinatra version of Panama. May I just tell you about something you did do?
Uh-oh.
I saw you and Deanna Martin the other day on TV.
Thanks.
And Joe, that was one of the most delightful holiday presentations I've ever heard.
You two were.
How many hours did you rehearse together?
Not a second. I have to tell you. Don't tell me that.
That's impossible.
Listen, if you're listening and you know you have millions of people listening to Mike Gallagher nationally every single day, he stays local. Right here on AM 970 The Answer. So we know Mike is a great, very accomplished stage performer. We've seen Mike on stage. Brilliant. So you understand this. Deanna Martin is one of the great, she's a big attraction, plays all over the country. So now she goes, will you come and do Baby It's Cold Outside on Fox and Friends? We'll sing the politically incorrect version. I said, Deanna, are you sure? Then she goes, yes, that's all set. She set the whole thing up with John, her husband. We go in. We don't have time to rehearse because you know how Fox and Friends is. I went with Joe Imperatrice from Blue Lives Matter. Joe just was on Fox and Friends. It moves from one thing to the next.
You did all the cutoffs in unison. The harmonies were beautiful.
Oh,
I mean, you did everything.
You
modulated. It was
modulated.
I mean, you did.
Do you like the way I dropped the register? I dropped an octave. Baby, it's cold outside. I know you caught that, Mike Gallagher.
Oh, man, I caught it. I mean, great.
But you know what?
Job.
It was positive. And yesterday I was on the America's Newsroom when I went with Sandra and Bill.
I saw you with Martha McCallum, right?
Yeah. Then they go, Martha last night, and I want to stay positive because you always are the compassionate conservative, Mike Gallagher. You cover everything. So the heck with Panama. I'm not even going to listen to the song anymore because I'd rather.
We're burning it. Well, I can play it in rotation. I just can't play it as my theme song. Now we're rotating among Michael Jackson and a little Frankenstein and some good themey kind of music from the 70s.
All right.
Sort of our
Mike, we'll be listening at 10:05 and 82 degrees. 82 degrees down there. Well, I hope it's.
I got a little bit of sunburn. I got to get out the sunscreen. I don't mean to rub it in. Listen, trust me. The Gallagher boys are arriving next week. The whole family with the granddaughter. Now this is going to be like the Munsters meeting the Mansons, okay? So it's either going to be a Hallmark episode or an episode from Cops.
Yeah.
So one or the other.
It's going to be
real good or real bad.
You are a great granddad.
Bury a St. Joseph's statue upside in your yard is down in your yard, Joe. I'm going to need some help. So pray for us.
We'll pray for you. We love you, Mike. Thanks. We'll be listening.
Love you too. Great job this week, guys.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mike Gallagher, right there, 10:05 at AM 970. The Answer. Joe Lumberg's with us. Joey, how are we doing weather-wise, my friend?
Icy for a while yet this morning in the northern and western suburbs. In the city, it's just rain, but a cold rain at that. And then that just becomes a bit of rain and drizzle this afternoon. All goes away late in the day. Skies clear tonight, and tomorrow's a better day to a point, but watch out. Late in the afternoon, could be a little burst of snow. Won't last long, but it could cause some slick travel for the evening commute tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. Right now, it eases up. Tomorrow. Of course, thinking about myself, I have to go to a Christmas concert today. We have the Christmas party. Joe, you're welcome to join us. But, of course, I can.
I got to go to work at Macy's, though, this afternoon, though.
I love you. I just love you for doing that. And you can get on your bike, and you can just, like, ride the bike to New York and go to our Christmas party. But I'm heading down to South Jersey. But everything should settle down after, what, like 12, 1 o'clock? Down. Like about then?
Yeah, early afternoon, 2, 3 o'clock. But by then, it's just rain and drizzle. You'll be fine.
All right, Joe, you're the best.
Be careful up there. I worry about you.
I know you do, Joey. We appreciate it. We love you, and thank you so much. Joe Lumberg right there from the Weather Answer Desk. Hey, Anthony Pope is going to join us when we come back. We got a lot of legal issues to get into. And your phone calls, I see them. I see that call board, 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
34 degrees at 859. I'm Al Cotullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The mayor of one Middlesex County community is being accused of corruption. Middlesex Borough Mayor Ronald DeMura was indicted yesterday on counts related to theft and official misconduct. DeMura allegedly took around $190,000 from local political campaigns, then used a charitable organization to launder those proceeds, and also purportedly took more than $75,000 from investors, but took their money instead of investing it. If convicted on all charges against him, DeMura could technically end up in prison for as many as 80 years. Eating chili peppers could be good for you. A new study published this week in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology finds that eating peppers on a regular basis can lower the risk of death from heart disease and stroke. Eating peppers at least four times a week cut the risk of a heart attack death by 40%.